Whoa, whoa, whoa. That. Hello, friends. Hello and welcome to the Stoke Source Radio Show. I hope this is coming through. This is my second or third live show ever, so hopefully we have a signal and I'm not just talking to thin air. But thank you for joining me this morning. It is Tuesday for me at 10 a.m. I don't know what it is for you guys. I mean, I'm sure it's some people probably have nighttime, but good evening, good morning, good whatever. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you for tuning in again to the Stoke Source Radio Show. And if Stoke Source isn't on your radio, then is your radio really on? It's working fine, says Adam D. We've got a few people on comm. Thank you, Mr. Dizzy. Thank you, Jeff, G-E-F. Thank you, Adam D and Stevie, for jumping on. This is great. It's cool. I always like doing a live show because you have that extra bit of communication with everyone who's on comm. And for those who don't know what comm is, it is a sort of chat function of a non-radio. So you have people jump on when you're doing a show or when anyone else has got their show. So it's really great. I know I have my friend Patrick somewhere on the Sunshine Coast listening. Hello, Patrick, if you hear this. And yeah, we've got some really nice tunes. I definitely find doing a live show is different to doing a podcasted show. There's something about it because everything you say is kind of like instantaneously like put up to the web. So when I'm doing a podcasted show, there we go, text. It's quite funny. I don't know. I just notice subtle differences in the way I talk, but it's cool getting used to. Froggy Me has joined in on radio. What a delight to have you here on this fine Tuesday, Froggy. Thank you. Yeah, so we are live, and I'm going to play a song called Ava, and what's interesting about Ava is it never actually drops. You know when your song builds up and then it's got that satisfaction of a song dropping? It never does that, and I'll explain why that's good after the song, but for now, here is Ava, and it is by Robson George and Lincoln Olivetti. So please enjoy it. Thank you. was Ava by Robson George. And so what I was talking about before is that the song, when I first listened to it, and I don't know if it was a similar experience for you guys, maybe not, maybe because I was listening to it intently, but you think it's going to kind of build up and go four to the floor. And for people who don't know what four to the floor is for a drum, it's like and it kind of like is that, it's that moving dance floor beat. And you keep thinking it's going to go there. And you're like, come on, where is it? When's it? But it never does for like, what? It's like 5 minute, 5.5 minute song. And it never gets there. But I thought yesterday that it's actually so cool because I was thinking that in music, limitations is great. And what I mean by limitations is setting yourself kind of limits. You're setting yourself limits as to what you're going to do in the creation of this song. So he might have gone, you know what, I could easily go four to the floor and make this a fun little song, a dance song, or I could just keep it as this very kind of slow moving relaxing song. And in that way he has to make the song interesting using other ways, like maybe he has to add a percussion here or a synth here, and he has to keep it interesting using other ways. So by limiting himself, he actually gives himself more freedom to experiment with other ways of making the song interesting. And it's like when you give yourself the whole palette, or you give yourself everything you can possibly get creatively. And it's actually sometimes harder to make something when you have everything at your disposal than when you just narrow down your tools and use what you have. I thought that was interesting. That was kind of like what I took away from the song. I thought I'd share it with my Stoic Source listeners. And yeah, well, we got some people on comm here. Adam D, John, Froggy Me, Stevie, and Jeff, and Mr. Dizzy. Thank you all for jumping on. It's great. Really great. I love doing live shows. Love it so much. And for those who don't know, I usually do a podcasted show, which is where you kind of do it the day before or a couple of days before and upload it. But I don't have work. I'm not as busy as I was, and I get to be live on radio today. So, without further ado, why don't we jump into some more music? Bad Bad Simba by Odinel Levy, and this one's pretty cool as well. So, if you haven't noticed, I'm really getting into like that funk soul stuff at the moment. So I'm playing a lot of it and I'm really enjoying it. So guys, please enjoy it on the Stoic Source Radio Show. We'll be right back. That was Bad Bad Simba by O'Donnell Levy. Now, let me know. Okay, it's still coming out of the right side only. Very odd. I've tried a few things to try and make this not happen, but it seems to be only coming out of the right ear. Very odd indeed. Don't know why that is. So I do apologize. I do not know how to fix that. There's no panning option, so we're just going to have to live with it for now, unfortunately. Yeah, so can you all hear me okay? Do I need to put my gain up? Is that a problem? But yes, I heard a few people say that bass line is very groovy. Indeed it is. It's a very moving bass line. It's all around the place, and the drums and the bass in that song, I think, are the ones that are carrying it along. Level is good for me. Cool. Thank you. I'm finishing a song at the moment called Purple Melvin, and that's Melvin. And he's basically like this guy who landed here from wherever you like, really. Space, maybe. And he's kind of just sussing the world out and having a look what's here. And it starts with the lyrics. Melvin had a dream that just fell to pieces. And that's the first verse. And then in the second verse, it kind of comes back and says, Melvin had a dream that just made the paper. Which is like he finally kind of achieved his dream. And it's got a very... not once in the song does it state what his dream is. But in a way, I think that's good because it leaves me with a completely blank canvas to do whatever I want with the music video. Like I can... Melvin had a dream that just fell to pieces. So it can be absolutely anything in the video. It's not specified as one thing in the song. So what I'm thinking is that he can be like, his dream is to make it to Earth. And once he makes it here, he's like frothing because, well, he made it and his dream kind of worked. But the problem is he landed on a little island out in the sea, about a couple kilometers out in the sea. And he's never come into contact with water before because there's no lakes of water in space. And so he's kind of like on this island and surrounded by water. Like, what is this substance? So his dream's still falling to pieces because he can't get to the mainland. He's stuck on a tiny little island. And then I want to make the music video. He's like trying all these different ways to get off the island. So first he like builds a raft and tries to make his raft make to the other side. But the raft sinks and then he tries to build a rocket and the rocket blows up. So all these different things keep going wrong. And that's his dream that keeps falling to pieces. He can't get off the island. And then the dream just made the paper, the newspaper. And that's when he makes it off the island. And he has, the second line is, a flash from the lens. The press want to know his purple heart. And so like everyone's kind of like, dude, this alien's just come. And it's very lighthearted, you know what I mean? Probably not how it would really happen if an alien landed here named Purple Melvin. But in Stoke Source world, this is how it would be. And so he's going to land on the real motherland and everyone's going to be like, geez, like, what is this dude? And taking pictures of him and stuff. But he's made it and his dreams finally work. So that's what I'm thinking. And I'm thinking of just giving it a little preview on Stoke Source for my... And you know what? I'm going to do it because I don't lose anything. So here is the next single, perhaps, of the Stoke Source, of the Julian Munyard release, and I'm going to play it right now. It's called Purple Melvin. Let me know what you think. I'd love your feedback, good or bad. I'm not precious with it, so you can say whatever you like. Real drums and real bass and real everything, actually, now that I come to think of it. And I used the DX7 for the synths, Yamaha DX7. So here it is. Enjoy.
Melvin, how you feel today? had a dream that just made the paper a flash from the lens. The press wanna know his purple heart, he cries, not you again. Sending messages, dits and dots, sending messages from the stars. Purple Melvin is only having fun. Melvin, how you feel today? I want ya. How you feel today?
Hello. Oh, my bad, guys. I'm sorry. Okay, now it's only coming through the left side, it seems. All right. Well, there it is. Purple Melvin. Sorry, I'm here. Sorry, froggy me. It was, I was trying to flick through my preamp and fix that panning thing. Well, that's it. It's kind of like a demo, but not quite a demo. It's almost done. Adam D says, Spacey, your voice low, reminds you a touch of David Bowie, B-52, unpredictable song, lots of changes. The bridge really nice, catchy and fun. I can't but help think of Marvin the Martian, yes. Dude, what a legend. I love Marvin the Martian. Adam D doesn't know what a bridge is in music. A bridge in music is when it's usually like 3/4 way through the song. And what happens is it kind of like changes chords sometimes, or maybe like the volume of the song goes down. It's like a bit of a quiet section, and there's a different vocal, and then it kicks back into like the third chorus or something like that. That's what a bridge. Yeah, left ear now. I don't know what the hell is going on. It's annoying the hell out of me. I do apologize. But it looks like we have 1 minute left. So thank you all for joining me on this fine Tuesday on the Stoke Source Radio Show. And I will be back next week for some more sumptuous tunes. And if Stoke Sauce isn't on your radio, is your radio really on? Thank you guys all for jumping on, everyone on comm, everyone who's listening from Instagram. I'm sorry about the panning situation, but what can you do? I didn't really know how to fix that. But yeah, I'll see you guys later. And funny story quickly before my time's up, I've got like 30 seconds or something. My friend Patrick named that song Purple Melvin. I was like, what should I name this? He's like, Purple Melvin. I was like, yep.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on AnonRadio.net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on AnonRadio.net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Haha, gotcha. It's not 1900 UTC, at least not yet. But you can listen to DJ Marcus, that's me, and News to Me every weekday at 1900 UTC, where we cover
world news.
And you also get
the news over with. I want to hear the
music.
That's
right. And as always, you're listening.
You're listening to Anon Radio. Powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on AnonRadio.net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on AnonRadio.net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Haha, gotcha. It's not 1900 UTC, at least not yet. But you can listen to DJ Marcus, that's me, and News to Me every weekday at 1900 UTC, where we cover
world news.
And you also get
the news over with. I want to hear the
music.
That's
right. And as always, you're listening.
You're listening to Anon Radio. Powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
Anon Radio.
Icecasting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Icecasting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Hello, this is the Gordon Mudrug. From the S to the D to the F, I am the original SDF gangster. I'm a demigod cyber cheddar. And I like to go online. I'm a demigod cyber cheddar. I'm online all the time. When I go into the room, everybody lives. Cause I'm a demigod cyber cheddar. And I never aim to please. When I ask you for your wares, I say it like wares. Cause I'm a demigod cyber cheddar. And I keeps asking for the wares. When I post on your news group, I end of the flames. Cause I'm a demigod cyber cheddar. And claim a claim to the flames. I'm a demigod cyber cheddar. And I like to go online. I'm a demigod cyber cheddar. I'm online all the time. I'm a demigod. I'm a demigod. I'm a demigod. I'm a demigod. I'm a dem. I'm a dem. I'm a demigod cyber cheddar. And I hope you like my plan.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Every night I just can't sleep, and every night I just can't sleep, and every night I just can't sleep.
Music for the young people.